الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We continue reading in the chapter the author she mentioned حفظها الله تعالى من أفات اللسان, from the diseases, from the ills, from the ills of the tongue. She mentions القيل والقال, القيل والقال, القيل والقال, يعني that he said this and he said that. And what is intended from this is transmitting information and the statements of the people without having any concern for authenticity or for verification, and just carrying the statements of the people and mentioning them and what they were doing and what they did and what they said and the likes like this, without verifying, without checking. This is from the ills of the tongue, as she is mentioning here. So she says, ففي الصحيحين من حديث المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال إن الله حرم عليكم عقوق الأمهات, إن الله حرم عليكم عقوق الأمهات وود البنات ومنع وهات وكره لكم قيل وقال وكثرة السؤال وإضاعة المال وإضاعة المال. So she mentions that it has been collected in a Sahihain, the authentic collection of al-Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of al-Mughira ibn Shu'ba radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ عُقُوقَ الْأُمَّهَاتِ, that indeed Allah, he has made forbidden and impermissible to disobey the mothers, to disobey the mothers. وَوَعْدَ الْبَنَاتِ, وَوَعْدَ الْبَنَاتِ, and also he has made impermissible, subhanahu wa ta'ala, burying the daughters, meaning burying them alive. وَمَنَعَ وَهَاتِ, and also مَنَعَ وَهَاتِ. مَنَعَ means to prohibit, and to not give something. And hati, it means to give. And what is intended here is prohibited for a person to always ask for his rights and always hope to have yani his end met properly, and then not give the rights to others, and then not give the rights to others. And he's always saying, give me this and give me that. But whenever he's asked for his for him to give the rights of others and the likes like this, he is greedy or stingy, or he refuses and does not give that which is upon him to give. Yet he expects others to give him all the time, or to give her in this manner. وَكَرِهَ لَكُمْ قِيلَ وَقَالَ, and this is the shahid from this evidence. And Allah, he dislikes for you, meaning in likewise, it's impermissible and haram and not allowed. Allah dislikes قِيلَ وَقَالَ, and in carrying statements and transmitting the events of the people and that which they said and that which they did. And he said, she said, going around saying, did you hear what so-and-so said? Or did you hear what happened to so-and-so's son? Or do you hear what happened to so-and-so? Or I heard that this person said that, or that person said this. Or did you hear what happened with so-and-so, or in this place, or in that place? And just carrying the statements and the events and the occurrences of the people and the likes like this. So one person, he will hear something from somebody, and then he will transmit that to another, and the likes like this. And without any verification or without any recollection, is it beneficial to transmit this or not? Is it correct? First and foremost, is the statement correct or not? And then, even if it was correct, is it beneficial or proper or even allowed to transmit the likes of this statement? The likes of this statement. The narration continues, وَكَثْرَةَ السُّؤَالِ, and also asking questions abundantly, constantly asking questions, وَإِضَاعَةَ الْمَالِ, and wasting wealth. And wasting wealth. So the author, she says now, وَالنِّسَاءُ فِي جَانِبِ الْقِيلَ وَالْقَالِ مَا بَيْنَ مُسْتَكْثِرَةٍ وَمُسْتَقِلَّةٍ فَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُنَّ ذَلَّلْنَا أَلْسِنَتَهُنَّ لِلْخَوْضِ فِي هَذَا الْجَانِبِ وَنَحْوِهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ. So she says, and the women with regards to this قِيلَ وَالْقَالِ, Al-Qila wal-Qal, the women with regards to this affair here, of this he said, she said, and talking about what the people have done and carrying the statements of the people without verification and mentioning these affairs in this manner like this, she's saying that the women with regards to this are from two different categories. Some of them, they are doing this constantly and they partake in this in abundance, and others are fewer and lesser than that. But she says many of the women, they have subjected their tongues. They had lowered their tongues to this affair. And they have used their tongues in this lowly manner to delve into the likes of this issue and other than that, except for the one whom Allah has shown mercy. She says, وَمَعْنَ قِيلَ وَقَالَ, and the meaning of قِيلَ وَقَالَ, it was said and he said, or so-and-so said and that was said, قَالِ إِبْنُ عَبْدِ الْبَرِّ وَهُوَ يُوسُفُ بْنُ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ رَحِيمُهُ اللَّهِ فِي التَّمْهِيدِ. Ibn Abd al-Barr, رَحِيمُهُ اللَّهِ, he says, and his name is Yusuf ibn Abdullah, and he's known as Abu Umar ibn Abd al-Barr. Ibn Abd al-Barr is a great scholar of hadith from al-Maghrib al-Arabi, and he died in the year 463. He has a number of great works of hadith from them that which he is transmitting from, a book called At-Tamhid, and the clarification and interpretation of the narrations mentioned in the Muwatta of Al-Imam Malik. And he clarified them and he spoke about the chains and the narrators, and likewise he spoke about the Islamic rulings that are derived from those narrations in the most beautiful manner. And it's one of the most reliable works with regards to the clarification and the interpretation and the explanation of the narrations of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She mentions in this work here at Tamhid, ma'na, that he said, ma'na qila wa qal. And the actual text of the book, it says fa, there's a fa there, fa ma'na qila wa qal. And the meaning of qila wa qal, it was said and he said, wallahu alam, he says, and Allah knows best, al hadith bima la fa'idata fihi. Like this, it has it in the text that we're reading from, in the actual text of this book at Tamhid. There is an addition here, and it says, فَمَعْنَ قِيلَ وَقَالَ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ الْحَدِيثُ بِمَا لَا مَعْنَى لَهُ وَلَا فَائِدَةَ فِيهِ. الْحَدِيثُ بِمَا لَا مَعْنَى لَهُ وَلَا فَائِدَةَ فِيهِ. So then, after the word bima, for those sisters who are following along in the actual text of this work, after the word bima, here there's an addition between bima la fa'ida, it should say bima la ma'na lahu wala fa'idata fihi. So he says, rahimahullah, that the meaning of he said, she said, or it was said and he said, and so on, so said like this, and Allah knows best, is to speak about affairs that have no beneficial meaning. They have no, from the affairs that do not concern a person or have good meanings, or they have no benefit with regards to them. These statements like this, carrying the speech of the people and transmitting that, the affairs that are not beneficial, that so-and-so did this and so-and-so did that, and I heard that so-and-so said this and that so-and-so said that, so on and so forth. Affairs that have no benefit, yani in the religion and the worldly affair, in this manner. So he says, وَمِنْ أَحَدِيثَ النَّاسِ أَلَّتِي أَكْثَرُهَا غِيبَةٌ وَلَغَطٌ وَكَذِبٌ. Yani that it's the statements from the speech of the people that the majority of it is backbiting. The majority of this type of statement is considered backbiting, and also any speech that has no benefit, that is foul and vain, and likewise it is lies. So this is what is intended here. The qila wa qal is any carrying the statements of the people and transmitting them back and forth and narrating that which one has heard, or that which has reached him from the statements of the people, without any concern, yani, for the authenticity of that, or whether it's beneficial or not, and the likes like this. And many times he's saying the majority of the likes of these statements and the likes of these conversations is mixed with backbiting, and it's mixed with vain and foul speech, and it's mixed with lies. So he says, وَمَنْ أَكْثَرَ مِنَ الْقِيلَ وَالْقَالَ مَعَ الْعَامَّةِ لَمْ يَسْلَمْ مِنَ الْخَوْضِ فِي الْبَاطِلِ وَلَا مِنَ الْاكْتِيَابِ وَلَا مِنَ الْكَذِبِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. He says, rahimahullah, and the one who falls into this abundantly, and he becomes somebody who becomes involved in the likes of these affairs. saying what so-and-so said and what so-and-so did and what so-and-so mentioned and what happened to so-and-so and so on and so forth. He says that the majority of these this affair is backbiting, and likewise foul and vain talk, and also lying. And the one who falls into this and delves into this with the layman, then he is not safe from falling into falsehood, and nor is he safe from falling into backbiting, and nor is he safe from falling into lying. And Allah knows best. And Allah knows best. So this is the case with regards to al-qila wal-qal, that a person, he will not have concern or care with what his conversation is. And he will talk about that which the people have said and the events of the people without verifying, without having any benefit, reading in the paper or reading in the news or reading or watching on the internet or hearing somebody yani on a phone call or in text and so on and so forth. And just talking about these affairs that have no benefit or that are not even verified. And many times they're not truthful, and many times there are false rumors. And many times it involves backbiting or belittling another person or pointing out the faults and the likes of other people. And many times it involves lying, and the information is not even true. And the information is not even true. It has been collected in the introduction of Sahih Muslim, yani from the Haditha Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا أَنْ يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ. That is sufficient for a person to fall into lying, and it's sufficient to be considered lying, that for a person that he will narrate and speak about everything that he hears, about everything that he hears. Because the one who narrates everything that he hears and he does not distinguish with regards to that, and no doubt any some of the things that reaches him from information in the news and in the paper and the Google and the Yahoo and so on and so forth and in the internet, some of that which reaches him is truthful and other that is not, and other than that is falsehood. And some of that is true and other than that is not true. It's false, or it's lies, or it's fabrications, or it's distorted. Many things like this today in the internet is in this manner, is distorted. It's made to seem in one way, but the reality is something different. And the one who narrates all of these affairs like this without distinguishing, then no doubt he will fall into lying. In one wording of this narration in Sunan Abi Dawood, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ إِثْمًا كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ إِثْمًا أَنْ يُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ. It's sufficient for a person to fall into sin, that he will narrate everything that he hears, that he hears. So from the attributes of a righteous and a noble Muslim or Muslima, Muslim male or Muslim female, both, and even Muslim person who is upright, the one who is pious and fears Allah Azza wa Jal, is that they check and they verify the information before they transmit it, before they say it. And they do not waste their time delving into the events and the occurrences and the speech of the people and what so-and-so did and what so-and-so said and what happened in so-and-so's family or in so-and-so's house or in this country or that country or what this ruler did and that ruler did or what happened over here or happened over there and the likes like this. First, they will not delve into the likes of these affairs because they're busy with that which is most beneficial. And then if these issues reach them, they will not likewise delve into them because they're not certain whether they're true or not. And even if they were to verify the authenticity of the information, still likewise before they went to speak about that and to conversate about that and to spread that affair, they would think, is it beneficial or not? As in the narration that has preceded, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. That whoever truly believes in Allah in the last day, then let him say that which is good or be silent. So sometimes maybe somebody will know something that's true. Information will reach him and he will verify that, but it's not beneficial. It's not beneficial or good to repeat that or to spread that or to announce that to the people and to talk about that and the likes like that. Evil will come from mentioning some of these affairs. So first and foremost, to verify information. And before one believes it, and one before a person he believes it and accepts it, to verify that, especially if it's with regards to someone he knows to be upright, and someone he knows to be upon khayr, and someone he knows to be upon goodness, from the people of knowledge, or from the students of knowledge, or from the brothers and sisters, any that they know and that they see daily. And they know nothing but good from them, and they have never experienced anything except for khayr from them. So if somebody comes and says something about them, or something about their family, or something about their circumstances and the likes like this, that is contrary to that, any contrary to the goodness that is known about them, then this must be verified in person. He must not be hasty in this affair. It's been narrated by Ali radiallahu anhu, collected by Bukhari and Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, that he said radiallahu anhu, لا تكونوا عجولا ماذا يعبو ذرا. Do not be, you should not be عجولاً. This is from the statement of Ali radiallahu anhu. Do not be, لا تكونوا عجولاً. عجولاً is the plural of عجول. عجول يعني المستعجل. The person who is hasty. Do not, لا تكون عجولاً. يعني مستعجلين. Do not be hasty in your affairs, especially with regards to transmitting information, especially in times of fitna and trials and the likes like this. لا تكونوا عجولاً مذايع. مذايع is the plural of مذيع. مذيع in our common daily speech is a radio or a broadcast. يعني the مذيع is the radio and the broadcast. But the مذيع, يعني in the Arabic language, is the person, يعني الذي لا يكتم سرا ولا يستطيع أن يكتم سر. The person who everything that comes to him, he announces it and he broadcasts that and he informs of that, and he's not able to keep a secret. Yani, he's not able to keep a secret, somebody that's considered like this. So do not be hasty in accepting information and transmitting information and believing information. And likewise, do not be from those who spread everything they hear, and they cannot keep a secret, and they cannot keep anything that comes to them silent or private. Rather, everything that comes to them, they announce that and they spread that. They forward that to others and the likes like this. بُذُرَا. لَا تُكُونُوا عُجُولًا مَذَايِعَ بُذُرَا. بُذُرَا is the plural of بَذُور. Badur, the person is that's considered badur, yani an namam. Al badur is from badara. Al bidr is a seed, and to this means to plant. So what is intended here? La tukunu budura, yani don't be from those who sow hatred in the likes and the hearts of the people by carrying tales and hastening to transmit information without verification, and sowing rancor and hatred in the hearts of the believers and the likes like this. This is a really beneficial narration. لَا تَكُونُوا عُجُولًا مَذَايِعَ بُذُرًا. Do not be hasty in accepting information and transmitting that, and do not transmit everything that comes to you and announce that and broadcast that. Likewise, from the means of transmitting information today that many are tried with is forwarding. Sometimes some ill things will come about a believer to them on their in the WhatsApp or in the Facebook, and they will hasten to spread that and to forward that to others. And this is not correct. This is not proper. This is not good. This is from that aspect that is blameworthy here, that's prohibited. So a person has to verify the information first before he accepts it, or before he narrates it or transmits it. And then likewise, he has to verify, is it beneficial? Will it earn me the pleasure of Allah if I transmit this? And is it beneficial for me and my brothers and sisters? Or is it going to be harmful? And could it actually earn me the anger of Allah by transmitting this, even if it's true? Even if it's true. And would I be considered badhuran? Yani meaning somebody who is carrying tales and sowing the seed of hatred and rancor and dissension in the hearts of the believers and in the ranks of the believers. So one should not be like that. And this all comes from involving oneself with al-qila wal-qal. Al-qila wal-qal, that a person, he will not be like this. He will not be like this. Yani from those who are always talking and those who are always transmitting everything, and for those who are hasty to believe everything that comes to them and to forward that, or to debate with the people and to argue with them and to quarrel with them. All of this likewise is included here. Or for those people who delve into the news and that which comes to them from the news of the people in this land and that land and this area and that area, always checking up after what the people are doing. Yani some of them, yani even in his vicinity, and now today some of them may be in another country, and just busying oneself with this and the likes of this and transmitting information and the statements of the people without making any verification. Without making any verification. قال العلماء, the people of knowledge, they say, لا يستعمل القيل والقال إلا في الشر. That this statement here, القيل والقال, is not used except to refer to evil. Except to refer to evil. So this is the point of mentioning this narration here specifically. But the narration mentions a number of affairs and a number of rights, and likewise clarifying the beauty of al-Islam and how it is concerned with the most lofty and noble of manners and conducts, and that it orders all good and prohibits all evil and everything that could bring dissension and the likes like this. And from the beauty of al-Islam is that it has great concern for the perfection of these affairs and preserving a person's time, and likewise preserving and protecting a person's tongue, and also his wealth and his nobility and honor, and the honor of others likewise, and the wealth of others as well, and also the rights of others. All of this is preserved in al-Islam, and this is from the indication of the perfection and the completion of the legislation of al-Islam. And all of these affairs are mentioned here, yani indicated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it haram and impermissible to disobey the mothers, to disobey the mothers, and to be rude to them, to be harsh to them, or to do that which they do not like. Rather, a person, he must have birr with regards to the mother. A person, he must or she must have al-birr and be righteous and be nice and choose the beautiful words that are pleasing and to do everything that is in accordance with that which is desired from the mother specifically, and from that which is allowed. From that which is allowed. Contrary to that is to do that which she doesn't like and that which she doesn't want or prefer. Yani from these affairs. So no doubt the mother, she has a great right. What is intended here from specifying the mothers is not any to not include the fathers, but rather the father likewise has a great right and to disobey him as well. The father is a major sin and a foul way, but this is an indication here of the great right of the mother, and that the child should hasten and be diligent to be kind to the mother, to be nice to the mother, and to be merciful with the mother in their speech and in their manners and in their dealing, in their speech and in their manners and in their dealings. But in any case, likewise, the father, he has the same right, but the right of the mother is greater. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited in this narration the bearing of the daughters, meaning bearing them while they're alive. And this was from the customs of some of the Arab in al-Jahiliyyah, and it was known. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he addressed this affair in the Quran. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُؤِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ أَلَا سَأَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Allah, he says that whenever one of them is informed of their child, that their newborn, whenever he's informed that it's a female, then he will hide from the people out of shame because of the evil that he'd been informed of, any that he had a daughter. This was the manners of some of the Arab. Not all of them were like this, but this was something that was spread amongst them, a number of their tribes, and many of them, they would fall into this. And then he would say, should he keep the child, keep his girl upon humiliation, or should he bury it in the dirt? And he buried it alive in this manner. Allah, he says such evil in the manner that they decide. It is such evil and foul the manner that they decide and that they rule and that they judge. So this is something that was established in those days, that Islam, it removed it and uprooted that entirely. And likewise, the prohibition of being greedy and stingy and always hoping for one's right from others and not giving others their rights, having great concern for oneself and the rights that others owe to him, and not having concern of giving others their rights likewise, And also what is prohibited here, this transmission of statements and speaking about that which is not beneficial from the qila and the qal. And also kathrat as-su'al, asking a lot of questions. The people of knowledge, I mentioned what is intended here. Yani a number of things could be included here from that, asking questions. What is mentioned here, as-su'al, yani as-su'al lil-mal, bighadi haja, yani begging the people for money. The su'ad here is intended, what is intended in some of the interpretations, begging for money whenever a person, he is not in need of that. Likewise, from the interpretations of this, asking a lot of questions, meaning questions that are not important and that have no benefit, and the likes like that, like what kind of tree was it that Adam ate from, and the likes like this, and what was the type of wood that the staff of Musa alayhi salam was made from, so on and so forth. Questions like this, that if a person, he knew them or he did not know them, it would not benefit him and his religion, and the likes like this, affairs that have not been mentioned, so on and so forth. Likewise, that which is disliked and impermissible and referred to here is asking a lot of questions, meaning asking a lot of questions that a person, he has a bad intention with regards to. Sometimes people will ask questions about knowledge, and his intention is to try to make the one being questioned, any of the scholar or the student, and the likes, fall into a mistake. And sometimes one of them, he will go and study one particular issue real well. He will study one particular issue in the religion real well, out of a number of issues. This one issue, he'll pick it, and he will learn it, and he will memorize the difference of opinions and the statements of the scholars. And maybe it will be one of those detailed issues that there are great differences with regards to. And then he will ask the scholar or the student in front of the people, or even if he's alone, in order to try to cause him to make a mistake, or in order to display his own self and to show him and the people that he has knowledge, and to debate with him in this manner like this. All of this is a foul way and a bad way. And others, they want to ask questions similar like this with a bad intention in order to expose people or to cause fitna or to cause trials and troubles. And all of this is foul, and it is not a good way. Likewise, asking a lot of questions, what is intended here, the people of knowledge mentioned, asking a lot of questions about the details of the lives of the people, details that do not concern a person, about his brothers or sisters or her brothers and sisters and their lives like this in Islam, and going into details and asking about the affairs and the detailed affairs of their life and their wealth and their property, and falling into spying and the lives like this, asking a lot of questions that does not concern a person about others. All of this is included in, and this is not permissible or not allowed. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وَإِضَاعَةَ الْمَالِ, and likewise Allah, he dislikes and does not allow for you to waste the wealth. To waste the wealth. Wasting the wealth meaning spending it in that which is not permissible. Spending the wealth on affairs that is not permissible and not allowed legislatively. Likewise, what is intended from wasting the wealth is to not keep it safe and to not protect it. I need to leave it out for others to steal it. Somebody, maybe he will buy his child a new bicycle or some new device or computer for school, for the homeschool and the likes like this. And then one of them will leave it in the front yard. Whenever it's known that there are people who come to the neighborhood and steal things from the people's front yards, and he will have no concern for that. And he will leave it there in that manner to get stolen. He will expose it to the thieves, or he will leave it in the middle of the floor to get stepped on, and or for someone to not see it and to spill something on it like this. All of this is considered not having concern for their wealth and their property, and is considered wasting money and wasting wealth. And so the wealth, it has to be first spent on that which is permissible and allowed. And if it's spent in a manner that's not allowed or that's impermissible, whether it's on clothing or whether it's on food or whatever the case may be, or devices in these different games and the likes like this, from the affairs that are impermissible, all that's from wasting money. All that's from wasting money. These movies and watching these different affairs that are haram and not allowed, or music and so on and so forth. All of this is from wasting money. And likewise, those who leave their things out to be stolen or to be exposed to thieves or to be exposed to becoming broken or wasted and the likes like this, or putting the wealthy items or the wealth or the property in the hands of the children and let them do what they like with it, and whenever they have no conscience and no any sound ability to determine that which is good with the wealth, to leave it in their hands to do what they like with, and to lose it or to misplace it or to spend it on that which is not beneficial or even not allowed, or to leave it to the fools who have no any financial guidance with regards to the wealth, to waste it in the likes like this. All of this is considered wasting wealth. Also to neglect the wealth and to leave it there. To neglect the wealth and to leave it there until it becomes old, until it becomes wasted, until it becomes unuseful, or the benefit from that goes away from that buying food and leaving it out to sit until it's finished, until it's wasted, until it's corrupted, until it's spoiled. Buying milk and leaving it until it's spoiled. Buying fruits and leaving them set out until they become black and ruined and not beneficial whatsoever, until they become spoiled and the likes like this. Or leaving items likewise outside until the rain destroys them. Somebody will buy something beneficial and then leave it outside for the weather to ruin it, and until it deteriorates and the likes like this. All of this is considered from wasting wealth, which is not permissible nor pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, which is not permissible nor pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. Yani this wasting of wealth here, and likewise falling into the qila wa qal, which is the shahid for the chapter, all of this is from al-ifsad. All of this is from al-ifsad, corruption and working corruption. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And Allah, He does not love corruption, nor does He love those people who work corruption. So believers should recognize these affairs and avoid them. The point here now is with regards to this transmission and carrying the statements of the people without verification. This is something then is from the diseases of the tongue. This particular narration, as the author she mentioned, Hafidhahullah, is from the narrations that are muttafaqun alayha. She says in as-sahihain. Also, this narration is from the narrations that Al-Hafidh Al-Ghani Al-Maqdisi he has mentioned in his work Umdat Al-Ahkam. And from the scholars of our day who have a commentary and an explanation of Umdat Al-Ahkam is Sheikh Ahmed Al-Najmi Rahimahullahu Ta'ala. And with regards to this particular narration, he has a number of benefits. Some of them I have summarized here. But with regards to the issue of burying the daughters alive, he spoke about this topic here, and he mentioned that this foul custom was uprooted with the legislation of Al-Islam. The legislation of Al-Islam has come and uprooted this and clarified the falsehood of that and removed that entirely, alhamdulillah. And then after that, he mentioned a number of important affairs and advices to the women of our days, and the rights that they have and the rights that they don't have, and the deception of the Western ideology for many of the Muslim women, unfortunately, waliyadhu billah. So inshallah, in our next class, next week, we'll read those benefits with regards to this narration that he mentioned before we continue in the work. It's just a few benefits, but I find them to be very important, and it's definitely sincere advice for the women, and it's very suitable for many of the misunderstandings that the women have today with regards to the Western ideology and the Western culture and the woman. They should remember that they are slaves of Allah, and that they are Muslimat, so first and foremost, the Muslim male and female, he's not like a non-Muslim, he's different. He has a Lord that he believes in and that he worships and that he obeys, and he has a prophet and she likewise. Yani they have a prophet that they follow, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they take as a role model and example, and they have a legislation that they abide by. They have rulings, and they have conduct and manners likewise, and etiquettes and principles that they stand upon, and morals that a believer, male and female, they must abide by, and that they must fulfill, and they must comply to. Yani from the obligations of their faith, So he discusses some of these affairs, inshallah, in the class next week. We take that. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.